It is time for our Monday Night Meltdown. Something's got you pissed off. Give us a call, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Something's got me upset, and I hope that you guys are going to get something off your chest, too. And we will start it off with a little something like this.
It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
As I always do, I will let you guys go first. Ryan Adams, even though your life seems to just cruise along pretty, pretty smoothly, has anything upset you?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Johnny, because I have a big, big issue with bad hygiene.
I'm sorry, dude. I took a shower before I got here.
It ain't you this time.
Damn it.
I understand that there is a condition some people have where they can't help excreting really bad body odor. It is a condition that some people have.
Right?
But when it's the same person at your day job.
Oh, man.
Every single shift. And it doesn't even smell like they're trying to cover it up.
Ah, yeah.
And they serve food.
Yeah.
Another question of how soap somebody can keep the job that they have that I've asked so many times about other people for other reasons.
Got ya.
This person I know for a fact has been told to please cover up your body odor in some way, and it just doesn't work out.
Is it like underarm stank, or is it like ball stank, or is it butt stank? Like, what kind of stank is it?
Johnny, it is all of the above.
Oh,
stank.
No.
I mean, it's almost like Axe body spray made a stank smell, and he just sprayed it all over himself.
It's like a hobo created his own cologne.
Exactly. Hobo cologne. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how this guy smells every time he clocks in.
Edu toilet.
I don't understand it, and he serves food to these poor, unsuspecting people.
That's not cool.
Not cool.
You got a business.
You got to smell good if you're bringing burgers to people.
Or just don't stank. I'm not saying you got to douse yourself in something before you get, but don't shower, man.
I was at Ford's Garage in Brandon yesterday.
Yeah?
How'd that go?
Actually went really well. I thought the service was impeccable. My waitress was Bailey. Pretty, gorgeous, very nice girl. A lot of good-looking people there, even the boys. Everybody was good-looking.
Boy.
No, I can say that. I'm
can
secure.
You, though? You said boys.
I mean, guys, okay?
It's a better look if you say guys.
Young man.
Kind of.
All them kids were hot. No, but my burger, it came out a little under, like a little more rare than I wanted it. Immediately, the manager, her name was Ebony, came to the table. Made it right, bought us dessert. Super nice.
How'd that rum cake go?
Oh, my God.
You drunk?
I was a little buzzed off their rum cake. Shout out to them and their rum cake. They warned me, too. They're like, this rum cake got a lot of rum in it. And it had a lot of rum in it. So I thought it was a good experience. So I liked it. And I was more than I liked the food, to be honest. I liked the service. I thought they took really good care of me. And all I could think of was, my Ryan Adams works at one of these places, and I could see you going above and beyond to make sure that everybody has a good experience.
I absolutely would have, and I would have smelled better, too.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I would be blown away if I was there last night and some stank ass came over to my table like, hey, man, try the truffle fries. I'm like, man, try this right guard, bitch.
Yeah, I will. I would have asked for another server, I'll be honest with you, had I been that guy's guest.
That's weird. Yeah, that's a good meltdown. We have people calling in. We're going to go to the phone lines in a second. Anna.
Yeah. What's
got you pissed off?
Well, mine's going to be short and sweet.
I kind of know what this is going to be because I see you not looking like yourself tonight.
Oh, no. It's not that. I already melted down about that.
Did you?
Although that is getting to me right now. But
I'm
not going to let it hold me down.
It's holding you down a little bit.
Yeah. The pain. My pet, or not pet peeve, but the thing that has me pissed off tonight.
Is that a sword you've made out of paper?
Yes.
Okay.
It's helping me.
Okay, good.
Is when someone, and this has happened a few times in the last month, someone calls me.
Yeah.
And then they put me on hold.
Oh, hell to the no.
Yeah, that's not
Excuse
good.
Excuse me? I do this happens all the time at the day job. I'm just like, hello, welcome to where I work. And they're just like, hey, can you hold on a second? I'm like, yeah, no problem. I'd be happy to. Because I don't have other things to do.
Yeah.
You're not right. at all. I'd be happy to wait on the phone while you take another phone call.
I have friends that do that all the time.
What they'll, the hell yeah. are people?
They'll call me, and then I'll answer the phone, and 30 seconds into the call, they'll be like, oh, can you hold on a second? Oh, you know what? Let me call you back.
I had this phone call on the way here while I was on the Crosstown connector. 407 area code, which is like Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I answer the phone, and this is exactly what they say. Who dis?
Excuse me?
They said, who dis? So what do you think I replied with?
Who dat?
Almost. I said, who dis? And then they said, somebody called me from this number. And then I said, And then he said, for real?
Sounds like a productive conversation.
And I said, And then he hung up. Then I went back to listening to the Lightning and the Rays game back and forth and Soul Brother Kevin show. I had three channels flipping back and forth. So how do you handle it? Do you just professionally, right?
I mean, I try to be professional. A lot of times I put the call on mute and then I just cuss him out.
You should not put it on mute and then do it and then go, I'm sorry, I thought you were on mute.
Well, I put people on speaker and I thought I put them on mute before.
You're not going to get fired. I know your boss.
No, I don't want to screw it up.
I know.
You know, I got a sweet deal. They helped me out here.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we go to the phones, we got a couple on Twitter. Mark the Shark says his Monday Night Meltdown are people that pull up in my driveway just to pull back around and leave. Happened to me twice today. Happens at least once a day. And the dogs go crazy and F them people.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I only do it at his house. Oops. Okay. Let's get to my meltdown, shall we? And then I'm going to go to the phones.
Tim and Frank, hang on, buddy.
I'll go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to make mine nice and fast. Because I know this happens to people a lot.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
After we left Ford's Garage last night, we went over to our local movie theater to watch Avengers Infinity War.
Don't you spoil anything.
I will never spoil it.
You son of a...
I won't do it. But you know who did spoil it?
Who?
The horrible, horrible parents that took their toddlers to a movie that started at 8:30 at night.
2.5-hour movie, by the way.
Yeah, and with previews over 3 hours.
Yeah.
These kids never stopped either talking gibberish or screaming the entire movie. And if it wasn't them, by the way, packed movie theater. I knew better, but I was so worried about a spoiler. And look, it was worth it because this morning, the Mike Calta show was spoiling hardcore. Hardcore. So I'm glad I watched it. But the experience was definitely ruined. Almost completely ruined. Not only by these kids, they were just and the stupid parents are just sitting there. Nothing. Not shut up, baby. Nothing. Just letting them go. But then I had a couple next to me. Two guys.
Making out.
Obviously a couple. I'm okay with that. Except for one of them? Every time something funny happened, and funny happened a lot in this movie, his laugh was not a laugh. It was a straight scream. So anytime there would be a punchline or anything funny, he would go,
Wow.
To the point where my beautiful little girlfriend actually went, mother beep, in the middle of the movie theater. Like, it was incredible. He scared me a couple times. I had more jump scares from this jerk next to me than I did from A Quiet Place. Dan Powell had a tweet. He said, somewhere along the lines, he said, I wish the aliens from A Quiet Place were in the theaters with all the people watching Infinity War, because a lot of jerks. And I said something on Facebook, and a lot of my friends were chiming in. Kate, who's out in Orlando now.
Yes.
She chimed in. She's like, yeah, we just watched it today, too. And it was drunk girls, tackling and making like goofy stuff and just people ruining the experience for everybody.
How do they do that?
Because people are just inconsiderate jerk faces.
It's the worst.
God, leave your goddamn baby at the house. Put him in a car. Crack the window. Give him a juice box.
Oh, man, don't do that.
What?
That's my stripper name.
I said crack the window. Juice box is your stripper name?
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Thanks.
Let's go to the phone lines. Thank you for holding so long. Tim, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good, buddy. What's got you melted down?
What?
Oh, Timmy, you can't say that.
This is one of my pet peeves and people swear on the radio.
I had to dump you. All right, so somebody at your job went behind your back and talked poo-poo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What happened?
So I was working, doing the little stuff instead of the big stuff. My mistake. But the boss man came up to me and told me to go do something else. Later on in the day, he told me that my coworker told my boss that I was doing the little stuff instead of the big stuff.
Yeah.
So he went behind my back and kind of snitched me out a little bit.
That pisses me off too.
What's this little stuff and big
stuff? That does happen. No, can you say what kind of work you do, Tim?
I work at a boat club.
A boat club. Okay, so where people like pay a monthly fee and then they can like take out different boats every month. Is it that kind of deal?
Exactly.
So they were trying to say that you were going around like cleaning like boat handles instead of like scrubbing boat engines or something like that?
Pretty much, yes, sir. Pretty much.
I kind of got respect for that. If you can roll through your 8 hours and not get too dirty, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, tell that little bitch to get his hustle game right. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know, dude.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Tim. You too, man. Thanks. Look, it happens. It happens. I mean, ask HR. You know what I'm saying?
They know us well.
Somebody had to say something. Damn it. We're sensitive as people. Frank, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
What's up, Johnny B? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for holding, Frank. So, what's got you pissed off, bro?
Man, I had some bum.
Oh, no.
A homeless bum.
Oh, stupid.
Asked for money at a red light. And when I told him to get a job and be productive in life.
Uh-huh.
He threw his water bottle at me.
What?
Through my car window.
Are you serious?
I swear, Johnny.
I thought you were going to say he tried to kick you with his missing leg.
Nah, listen. Now, I could have dumped sticks in his chest real quick.
Oh, damn.
Because it would have been totally justifiable.
That's extreme.
Because if you think about it, Johnny B, I basically had flying AIDS. Being told on me because some bum was sipping off of that water bottle. But instead, I figured that would be too easy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That would be key. He would want to die.
Oh, my God.
But what I did instead was call the police.
Oh, no.
Bums hate going to jail.
Do they?
Guess what?
They have a hope
he
for
went
the
to
night.
Jail. He went to jail, Johnny. No, but they can't do drugs or drink alcohol.
Yeah, that does seem like a bummer. Know? Well, there you go, man. What part of town did this happen in, Frank? I want to watch out for this water bottle bum.
Johnny B, right there on Beneva.
What?
And E Ridge.
What?
Anybody in Sarasota right now, they know the bum I'm talking about. That when you're at the red light
bastard.
And he comes up to every car window and
asks
for money.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there you go, yeah, man. Well, there'll be no panhandling for him tonight, my friend.
Frank, you need to call in like every night, bro.
Love this guy.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to holler at y'all, Johnny.
All right, Frank. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right.
Very passionate.
I want to say congrats to Frank for not swearing because I was waiting for it.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
This guy is a professional radio caller-inner. Very, very nice.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.